most history, if anything related to the Crusades is taught, it's that evil, conspiring, despotic, marauding Catholics set sail on a treasure hunting mission to go rob and pillage all the gold and all the goodies that the friendly, nice, wonderful Muslims had gathered from their hard work and efforts throughout the ages, don't you know?
It was complete propaganda. Complete propaganda.
Yeah, it completely leaves out the history of the order of the Knights of St. John, the order of the Mercedarians, the order the Franciscans, for that matter, any of the orders that participated somewhat in some fashion in the Crusades or in Crusades afterwards to ransom Christians that were nonstop. It never ended. They were captured over and over and over through almost 1,000 years to be either enslaved or killed or ransomed back to their Christian populations by guys like you.
Yeah. Also, because that kind of propaganda contains a very profound and evil lie, which consists in saying that if you're a secularist, you can be more honest, noble, and upright in promoting liberty and democracy than a Catholic who devoted himself to Christ could be in liberating Christians so they could practice their faith. Because modern secular democracies don't really want liberty for Christians. They want submission from Christians. That's why they're so happy about importing Islam, which is about making Christians submit. And unfortunately, that's what our military unwittingly are being taught in all modern militaries, that you're a good soldier if you follow orders without questions, like a good little Nazi. And don't mix religion in, because religion is discriminatory, ignorant, backward superstition. And you might think that if you're religious, you might do something heroic, and we wouldn't want you to do that because we want to give our medals to our secularists.